After 2 days of onslaught by Hurricane Dorian, at least 7 people are dead. Actually, 20 people are dead. Thousands are homeless in the Bahamas. AP Shelley Adler reports that the Bahamian Americans in South Florida have set up a donation drive.
This is the story of resilience of a community.
Ken Russell, one of Miami's city commissioners, on what residents in South Florida who have relatives in the Bahamas are doing with extra food and water they no longer need.
They started getting together, the local churches, the local businesses. And those churches, in addition to our fire stations, have been flooded with the generosity of the city of Miami.
All supplies, including boxes of diapers, will be flown to the devastated islands of Abaco and Grand Bahama. I'm Shelley Adler.
The United States Wednesday took action to disrupt an Iranian oil shipping network that it accuses of funding terrorism. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump expressed optimism about engaging in diplomacy with Tehran. We get details from VOA's White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman.
As the United States sanctioned individuals, entities, and tankers to disrupt Iran's oil shipping network, Trump struck an upbeat note about the possibility of diplomacy with that country.
Well, we're going to see what happens. They want to talk. They want to make a deal.
According to the U.S. Treasury Department, over the past year, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps and Quds Force have moved oil worth hundreds of millions of dollars through a network benefiting Syria's government and Hezbollah. U.S. officials on Wednesday also announced a reward of up to $15 million for any person who helps disrupt such financial operations. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
Also Wednesday, Iran announced a further scaling back of its commitments to the 2015 nuclear deal with world powers. President Hassan Rouhani said in a televised speech that the move involves development of centrifuges and will take place on Friday. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson suffered another blow Wednesday when the House of Commons voted in favor.